The government views public-private partnerships, PPPs, as a central tool for infrastructure development across Jamaica. Effective use of PPPs will minimize the impact on the national budget while stimulating economic growth within the private sector and the wider society at large. We discuss the steps being taken by government to increase the use of PPPs on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Before going any further, let's establish what is meant by a public-private partnership. Simply put, it's when the government opts to partner with either local or international private sector companies to fund and implement development projects such as building a highway or water distribution network. This is in contrast to projects completely funded and implemented by the government using public funds. In recent years, the government has utilized PPPs for several major projects, including the upgrading of the Sangster International Airport, development of the east, west, and north-south legs of Highway 2000, as well as the Kingston Container Terminal expansion project. Following these successful projects, the government is taking steps to increase the use of PPPs going forward.
Before, there was limited capacity to develop these projects because you couldn't afford the advisors that you needed. Now we have a dedicated source of funding to hire the right lawyers, to hire the right financial advisors, to hire the right technical advisors, to get all of the studies done. The government is prepared at this stage to present the opportunities well-structured, backed by information, for the private sector to make the decision.
General Manager for Public-Private Partnerships and Privatization at the Development Bank of Jamaica, Denise Arana. The government is also preparing a list of projects of varying scope to attract investment from private sector stakeholders. The list will be presented at an upcoming regional conference on public-private partnerships scheduled for March 6 and 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Key government officials will also make presentations on planned infrastructural developments.
We have always heard from the private sector that they're tired of hearing government speak about PPP policies, etc. They want to know what's in the pipeline. For instance, in tourism, the government is looking at refurbishing and expansion, creating probably totally new infrastructure for Bath and Milk River in tourism. Those are smaller transactions. The National Water Commission will be talking about their smaller rehab projects. PCJ has a lot of energy projects.
Based on the more popular examples of successful infrastructure projects executed using PPPs, it's easy to believe that international private sector companies are given preference by the government. But Ms. Arana is quick to dispel this notion.
Most of the privatizations that we've done over the past 10 years, 75 to 80% of them have been taken up by local investors. We made the opportunity available to everyone. The ones with the capacity are the ones that come to the fore. What we're about is to say to local and regional investors, you can come to the table. It's not that complex. You can partner, and even if it is that you partner with another regional investor, another local investor, a foreign investor, it's not that intimidating. So we have a lot of, I would say, smaller and medium-sized transactions that it would be no problem for the private sector locally to participate in.
For those stakeholders still on the fence about investing, there is the possibility of earning significant returns after investing in infrastructure projects.
In discussions locally and also with foreign private equity investors, they are looking for somewhere in the region of above 20% return on investments. I'm thinking that the average Jamaican would like to see somewhere in double digits at least.
Partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, Charlene Williams. If funds from pension schemes are invested, this creates an avenue for ordinary Jamaicans to also benefit from these high rates of return. If you're interested in public-private partnerships with the government, find out more at the Development Bank of Jamaica conference set for March 6 and 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. For details on the conference, contact the DBJ at 929-4000 or visit dbankjm.com. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.